My name's Bob McElvain. I'm from Orland, Pennsylvania. I lost my son. When I did this to the press, I wasn't able to get through it, but maybe the second time around. I lost my son at Merrill Lynch. Can't do it. And it's not just because it's 9/11 now, it's just... Yeah, my name's Bob McElvain. I'm from the Philadelphia area. My son is. Happens every time. He was murdered on 9/11. Trust me, I'm spoken all around the world. I can't get through this part.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm not going to give it one of my talks as of yet. So when I do talk, I just get a feel for the crowd and just whatever comes to mind for me, because you know it's a very passionate thing for me. So it's like also very emotional. There it goes again. I know, but it's amazing. You can't believe how many times I've talked. It still comes down by someone's murder.
Però la verità è che questo signore continua a chiedersi: ma perché mio figlio è morto? E non si è convinto di nulla, mi pare. Ecco, che idea si è fatta, quindi?
Ok, this is very difficult.
Questa è una cosa molto difficile per me.
Especially with the discussion, the way it has gone.
Soprattutto per come è andata la dinamica della discussione finora.
I want everybody to think, and this is difficult. Think of your son or daughter being murdered. Everyone think of.
Voglio chiedervi di fare una cosa molto difficile. Pensate che cosa vuol dire avere il proprio figlio o la propria figlia uccisi.
It's not about racism. It's not about anti-Semitism.
Non c'entra qui il razzismo, non c'entra l'antisemitismo.
I want the truth.
Io voglio la verità.
I'd like to start by introducing Donna Marsh O'Connor. Donna is the mother of Vanessa Lang Langer, who died in the Tower 2 in the 93rd floor. She comes to us from New York, and please give her a warm welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. This is my motivation. George W. Bush says, God bless America. He already did. Bless us over and over and over again. And on that day, it was men who cursed us, not God. My daughter was on the 93rd floor of Tower 2, and 5 minutes after the first plane hit, she was on the phone to the Park Avenue office of Regis Business International, where she worked in the Trade Center offices. 4 or 5 months pregnant, depending if you listen to the family myth or what the medical examiner told me when he looked at the fetal bones. She was at her desk telling the Park Avenue office that the Port Authority police and those in the building were told they were safe, that they should stay at their desks. She went to work that day in the glove compartment of her Ford Explorer, at that point in time the most dangerous car in America. I lectured her about that. Was the positive pregnancy test kit. All she ever wanted was that child. All she ever wanted was the child who'd be walking with me 5 years old today. My daughter would have run, not to make her brothers the saddest human beings on the face of the planet.
she was out. Do you know how heroic it must have been to get out from the 93rd floor of Tower 2 when you were at your desk because you were told to stay there 5 minutes after the first plane hit?
And your
you
question.
Trust George Bush? Because I don't trust him. He needs to go.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Because she was an absolutely stunning figure in life. And these pictures are two different sides of a multifaceted personality. She was every bit as gorgeous and fierce as this picture reveals, even especially if you're her mother.
Isn't running out. Had no right to tell me that time isn't running out.
Dina Burnett will never forget that first phone call from her husband with the terrible news that his plane had been hijacked. He would call again and again, four times in all. She would tell him about the attacks in New York and Washington. He would tell her about the plans he was making with the other passengers. And then he was gone.
And I was still holding to the telephone. I held on to the telephone for 3 hours until the battery ran down.
The phone, Dina Burnett's last link to her husband, Tom, and his final words to her from aboard United Flight 93.
And he said, we've got to do something.
The images from that day of smoldering wreckage in a Pennsylvania woodland and the knowledge of what her husband and the others did have propelled her this past year on a mission of her own. To find out what happened in those last few minutes in the cockpit, to understand why the plan that Tom and the others conceived ended the way it did.
And so I turned to the FBI agents and told them that I wanted to hear the cockpit voice recorder.
Dina was a leader in the effort to convince the FBI to allow the Flight 93 families to hear the tape. She and the others agreed they would not reveal publicly exactly what they'd heard. Over the past year, Dina Burnett and Tom's family have been called upon to accept all the accolades showered upon him. Dina says she is motivated now by a single overriding purpose.
To create a memory for our children so that they know the significance of their father's death.
Do you ever think about what Tom would think of what you're doing and how you've handled this past year?
I think a lot about that. I think in everything I do, I have two goals. First, to bring glory to God, and second, to bring honor to Tom's memory. And I think that I've done that, and I think that Tom would be very proud.
They have to call my wife and let her know that I'm okay.